Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekdays at 9 and 11 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Good morning. This is NPR News. I'm Ewan Kerr. Later this hour, we'll talk about radicalization of Somali youth with Norwegian investigative journalist Åsne Sejersted. Her new book follows the story of two girls who left their family in Oslo to join ISIS in Syria. But first, Puerto Rico is still recovering from the impact of Hurricane Maria, which hit the island last September. The U.S. territory is grappling with a mass exodus of citizens as it attempts to rebuild. This week, Harvard's School of Public Health released a report saying over 4,000 people died as a result of Maria, either through the hurricane directly or as a result of residual issues like lack of basic care. These numbers are 70 times the 64 deaths the government has in its official report. Critics on the island have been saying for months that the government number is wrong and that more help is needed for the recovery effort. We'd love to hear from any of you who have connections with Puerto Rico. Give us a call at 651-227-6000 or 1-800-242-2828, 651-227-6000 or 1-800-242-2828. 2828. Joining me this morning to talk about the report is Julio Ricardo Varela of NPR's Latino USA, which airs on Sundays here on NPR News. He's also co-host of In the Thick. He's been asking government officials for months about getting updated numbers and joins me now to discuss the Harvard report's implications. Good morning, Julio.
Good morning.
So, just a large question. What do the numbers in the Harvard report actually represent?
Well, you know, the Harvard report, it's very important to note that when it did come out on Tuesday and it's publicly available and the data sets are all there. So I have spent a little time looking at it, digging deeper into it. It's very important to note that it is an estimate, right? That looking at the surveys that they conducted randomly around the island, that they have that the estimate could be anywhere from 800 to 8,000 lives lost from September 20th of 2017 when Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico to December 31st, 2017. Their conclusion, based on all their statistical analysis, comes down to about 4,645 lives lost. But it's very important to note that this is based on survey results. It's very scientifically sound. It does follow correct research methods, but it's not what people need to understand. It's not actual death certificates. It's not actual death statistics. And that's where we get into sort of the bigger issue, because the government of Puerto Rico, yes, they have said that the official death count is 64, but they have yet to release public mortality statistics for the end of 2017. And the last time that they updated their information was on January 4th. And I wrote a piece about it in Latino USA. So to think that public data, here we are, it's May 31st, that we, as a society, we as a public do not have access to public vital statistics from a government that, you know, from 2017, that I think is the bigger issue here. I'm trying to at least parse this a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So what is the official reason for the slow release or the non-release of those numbers?
The journalists in me, that is the question that, you know, I keep asking myself, and I've been asking myself since Latino USA has been working with the Center for Investigative Journalism in Puerto Rico, who were, in fact, the first outlet that began to question the undercounting of the death count just 6 or 7 days after Hurricane Maria hit in September. So it's very important to note that this question as to why has there been a delay has yet to really been answered by the Puerto Rican government. What they tell you is, you know, which is a very viable scenario. Imagine if all the power went out in any place, and that's what happened in Puerto Rico on September 20th, 2017. And you know, who knows what happened? You lose, you know, when the hospitals' generators don't work, when methods of communications don't work, when you cannot talk to your own mayor, as the governor of Puerto Rico could not communicate with certain municipalities in Puerto Rico for weeks, you don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So the normal system of recording a death or burying a body or preparing a body for a funeral, that didn't really happen in a lot of cases. So who knows? So what we have is Puerto Rican journalists, you know, and people in Puerto Rico talking to each other were saying that, you know, there were reports of people burying their own in their front yards or in their backyards. So we were starting to get these firsthand accounts, while at the same time, the government of Puerto Rico, because they were claiming there was lack of communication, they didn't have guidelines, they haven't reached all the hospitals, they're not, you know, they want to be 100% certain, kind of decided to err on the side of extreme caution. But when you have people telling you stories that would just refute, you know, at the time, the official death count in Puerto Rico, the first 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria, was 16, 1-6.
And that was lauded at the time by President Trump during his visit.
Correct. And that's actually one of the biggest issues and one of the biggest questions about this, because when President Trump bragged about the low death count on October 3rd at a press conference with the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosselló, the president turned to the governor of Puerto Rico and said, what's the death count? And the governor said 16 certified deaths. Everyone in Puerto Rico knew that the governor of Puerto Rico was not being truthful, was not being 100% accurate, because only 2 hours after, 2 to 3 hours after President Trump had left Puerto Rico, the death count officially doubled to like 30, 34 people, because these stories were starting to come out, and journalists like Omaya Sosa of the Center for Investigative Journalism were starting to publish these stories. I was getting firsthand accounts. Other people were getting them, and we were starting to report it. So what happened then is that you have a bunch of journalists and also national outlets like CNN, BuzzFeed News, Vox. They started looking into this, and they started questioning. They were asking the governor of Puerto Rico and the secretary of public safety, like, what's going on? And we would get constant excuses, and everything would get punted down the road to the point that it got so bad that they literally stopped giving public information to people. Think about that. That there is now a lawsuit that the Center of the Investigative Journalism and CNN are suing the Department of Demographic Registry in Puerto Rico to provide public data, which is, like, that is the situation right now in Puerto Rico. And it's very clear from my reporting, from the reporting from the Center for Investigative Journalism, before this Harvard study came out, that the month of September 2017 and October 2017 were the highest months of deaths in Puerto Rico in the last 3 to 4 years. That was using public data. So I think it behooves the government of Puerto Rico to begin to not rely on going to let's keep studying this and begin to be more truthful and reveal. What we're asking as journalists is to reveal the public data now.
We've only got a couple of minutes left here, but I have to ask you, the implications of these numbers, given the slow pace of the recovery, what does this all mean to people living in Puerto Rico right now? How are they feeling? What are they saying? What's their level of frustration?
These are lives. These are lives. This is a moral issue as a society. You know, we can talk about government and federal aid and whether the federal government responded correctly, if there was enough food or water. You know, that's a conversation that really people have been talking about. But one of the things that I've been focused on is, like, these are actual lives. Families were impacted. Families mourned. They mourned with no power. Like, we as a society need to step back and understand that this is the greatest American tragedy that nobody knows about. And as Americans, what does that mean? Do you really care about close to 5,000 lives being lost in the impact of a natural disaster in the 21st century and modern day America? Is that something that matters to you? And if it does, what are you as an American going to do about it? Because this really does speak to government being accountable and being truthful to its society. And the Harvard study, just nobody is shocked in Puerto Rico about the Harvard study. Nobody. You know, we knew about this. We knew about this. And people need to continue to ask these tough questions.
My guest today, Ricardo, is Julio Ricardo Valera of NPR's Latino USA. No doubt we will continue to hear this on the program. That show airs here on NPR News at 8 p.m. on Sunday evenings. Thank you, Julio, for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.
This was a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. To add your voice to our discussion, you can call in at 800-242-2828 or tweet Carrie at @KERRINPR. And if you miss us live, you'll find all of our shows by subscribing to this podcast. If you have questions, you can email us at talk@npr.org.